Before we come to the end of our show today, in our last category, Absolutely Playful, I will interview Anne Fox. Yes, the Anne Fox, who is doing every second episode of this very podcast and who is currently working with refugees in Denmark. How does the project help integrate refugees in their new surroundings?
The other project came as a little bit of a surprise, actually, because ever since the refugee crisis started in Denmark, I've been getting involved on a voluntary basis in various ways. So, for example, I became involved with refugee families in my little village, and it occurred to me that they need a lot of support in order to just live a normal life. And the reason perhaps that I get a little bit excited about this is because I remember the time when I arrived in Denmark and had no clue about the language. Just so happened that the Danish Ministry of Integration was offering some money for integration projects. George Simon devised a game that he sells mainly to businesses. The game is just an excuse, and the excuse is to get people together. So what we're going to do is we're going to invite local refugees and local Danes who are sympathetic to the idea to come and join together in an event, and of which the game will be the main part.
Can you give us an insight already into what the game is about?
Yeah, the game has five different types of cards, and basically you're invited to either share something from your own culture, or you're invited to put yourself in a situation and try and pick what the right answer would be in that situation.
Okay.
And the most important thing about the game in this situation is that both the refugees and the Danes should be on an equal footing.
So what about the language you're using? Is the language going to be Danish, or is it going to be English, or yet another language? How does that work?
Okay, the language is actually an issue.
Well, I can imagine, yes.
In Finland, where they started the adaptation, what they decided to do is that they have the questions in English, first of all. And then for the Danish version, we will have them in Danish. Mm-hmm. We're also going to have them in Arabic. And I am also considering whether we should be using the Eritrean language, as we have Eritreans as well.
So in an ideal world, if this all works out, and not just in English, but also in some other languages, what are you hoping to get out of this?
Well, my ideal result would be that the people who come to play the game are local, and that the people that make connections during the afternoon continue somehow to make a contact. So, and in fact, I've realized that we need to look at the whole design of the experience, because we want it to end up, and it doesn't matter if it's just a banal thing, such as I'll go to coffee with you next week. As long as there is some sort of contact at the end of it.
Contact.
Exactly.